Hello again, this is Yvonne. Moving on again with Ephesians chapter 6 from 10 to 20. We're talking about the full armor of God. The full armor of God are spiritual pieces. They're similar to the Roman warrior outfit that they wore in the day to protect their different parts of their body. If you can get that analogy. When we come against spiritual warfare, we need to make sure each and every single day that we have these intact, so when the enemy comes around at his opportune time, that we are ready and that we are fitted with God's armor. It's not our armor, it's God's armor that he has given to us through Jesus Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ. If you are a non-believer, you don't have these protections unless you come to Jesus Christ and you accept him in your heart. The Bible says we come to Jesus and we are saved by confession and by believing in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. So if we're not believers, then the enemy has full doors open to come in and just destroy our lives. And the full armor of God helps us to know whether we are standing and what piece is not in place. And so therefore, once more, I'm going to repeat, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. They are very highly organized, and therefore we need to take up the whole armor of God that we can stand in the day that the enemy comes to pick on us and to try to take us down. That's his goal. In verse 14 it says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Girding your waist is kind of like, look at a corset. Women in the olden times, they would bring their waist in so tiny, and that was the appealing thing back in the day. They probably couldn't breathe very well, but it made them stand proper, and their breasts were pushed up, and they just walked properly straight, and they looked appealing in the dress, their figure. It's the same thing with the girdle, girding your waist with truth. Truth is the word of God. Truth is what God has spoken to us in the word. The Bible says that the word of God is inspired from God, and it's given to us for reproof and for correction and edification. And there's promises in the word of God, in his truth. So when you put on that piece of armor of God, girding your waist with truth, it means making sure that you know who you're hearing, the voice of God, which is the Holy Spirit. And then the second piece to on that verse, chapter 14, is having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness, it protects your heart. It protects your chest, your breathing area. The Holy Spirit is breath. He's the spirit, ruach. He's the spirit of life. He gives us breath. He gives us life. And if you're in Christ, there's a righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ, and that's one of the pieces of armor that is very important when you are a child of God. When you're saved in Christ, you've got to know who you belong to, and that righteousness is not of your own, it is of Jesus Christ, being saved in and through him. So that is the breastplate of righteousness. You got to make sure that is attached. And that is knowing that each day that you wake up, that you belong to Jesus Christ, and that nobody can rip you out of his hands. Jesus said he knows his own and nobody can snatch him out of his hands. He knows who we are. Jesus said, I know my sheep follow me. I know them, in so many words. So all addressed, I'll go and address the number 15, verse 15 in a couple minutes. I'll be back, but I want you to just soak that in. Gird your waist with truth and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Firmly placed. Those are the pieces, two pieces of the armor of God. I'll be right back. Talk to you soon.